K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, good morning. This is Mike.
It's Mike, Fry.
Hey, Mike, good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Hey, listen, I'm calling because I have a favor to ask. Big fan of the show, long time listener, and I'm trying to get a second date with this girl.
Oh,
okay.
Well, who is it?
Yeah, her name's Tina.
Well, tell us about her.
We went out on this date. Well, you know, she is a yoga instructor.
Oh, let's see how you're working it.
Very flexible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, very flexible, very attractive. You know, I would even go as far as just kind of saying downright hot.
All right.
Well, how'd you meet her?
Well, I'm a mechanic at a local garage here in town, sort of an auto and tire place, and she just brought her car in for a quick oil change, and as I was pulling it into the bay, she had her radio station tuned to 99.1.
Oh.
And I thought, hey, there's one thing in common. You know, why not just go for it? And so I asked her out for coffee, and she said yes. So that was great. She did drink tea, though. Herbal tea.
It comes with a yoga thing.
Yeah, that's, you know, so we sat there for a long time, and we talked about just hobbies and family and everything. Inside, of course, obviously, we couldn't sit outside because it was raining.
Oh, okay.
During the whole date, which was, you know, somewhat romantic, I will say, but it is the only time that the weather actually worked out in my favor.
What's that mean?
You know, it doesn't matter. It's not a big deal. It's
okay. Just,
after it's been a couple of weeks and she won't return my call.
Huh.
No text, no phone calls, and I was just kind of wondering what happened. That one afternoon was great. So
with Tina, the yogini.
Yeah, yogini. Did she have yoga pants on?
She did.
Ah,
you too.
Yeah. Okay. Just curious. All right. Well, hold on a second here. We're gonna get Tina's phone number off the air. We'll call her and see if we can find out what's going on while she's not calling you back.
Great. Thanks.
It's the K99.1 FM 7:30 second date update.
What's happening?
So, Mike, you felt some chemistry there with Tina then when you guys were at the coffee shop?
I did. Yes. Very much so. Just a real, you know, casual, no pressure, just a real sort of easy, laid back, nice sort of natural conversation, you know, flowed the whole time, never a lull. Yeah, it was great.
She must be from Yellow Springs.
Right, very chill.
You know,
very chill. All right, hold on a second here, Mike. I've got the phone ringing, so be real quiet, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Hello, this is Tina. Can I help you?
Oh, hi, Tina. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. We catch you at a bad time?
No. Did I win something?
We get that a lot.
We do.
Yeah.
And maybe.
There's a chance of that.
Okay.
Are you at work?
I'm working, but I have time.
Okay, good. Tina, tell her, Fry. Tell her.
So we understand you're a yoga instructor.
That's right.
I want to come do yoga. That's why we're calling.
He is so full of it. He doesn't even bend down to pick up a piece of paper.
You need to come see me.
Yes. See, Tina can help you then. Wow.
No, but seriously, Tina, hey, we did get a phone call from somebody. We understand you went out on a date with somebody recently, and he kind of reached out to us and was wondering why he hasn't heard from you. He says he's tried calling you and texting, but you haven't called back.
He sounds real nice.
Mike?
Oh, how is Mike? He hasn't died in a thunderstorm yet.
Why would you say that? What?
I mean, the guy just has serious issues. You know, aren't the stars aligned for this guy?
Wait a minute.
Sorry.
What's going? Yeah.
He described a totally different date to us.
He
so
said,
what?
Yeah, nice coffee shop experience.
What happened?
Well, okay, nice guy. But first off, he was 4 when his family's house was destroyed in the Zeta tornado.
Oh no.
Yeah, but there's more. He's been struck by lightning 3 times. His truck was swept away in a flood while he was driving. He was even in New Orleans when Katrina happened. I mean, the guy just has bad luck with the weather.
It sure sounds like it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when you guys had your coffee, it was raining, right?
Well, yeah. When we met, it was raining like crazy. I think karma just has it out for him. Oh, my God. At the time, he was just kept going on and on about the rain while we were having coffee, and then the lights go out. And get this, on the TV, they had a TV on in the shop, and he just, in the middle of his talking, he just said, shut up. We got to hear what they're saying on the station about the weather.
Oh, wow.
And he was as far as the weather from Rich.
Words are
Yep.
I know, bless his heart. He can't do anything until he hears the forecast from Channel 7.
Okay, look, I like you, Tina, and everything, but when the weather comes on, it is important to stop and hear what they're saying. The weather is that important. It's that necessary. So you're freaked out about the forecast? The weather forecast freaks you out.
I don't think that's what she was freaking out about.
I don't know. I mean, Tina, are you freaked out about the weather?
No, I'm not. He is.
Well, of course I'm freaked out about the weather. Weather can do bad things. It's destroyed my family at times. You can't blame a guy for that.
Three times is a lot, Mike. Do you know anyone else?
You know what?
Like three times.
It's not like it happened back to back. It's not like it was, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It's over the course of my life. I don't get struck by lightning every day.
You're like a freak of weather. So I'm sorry, but it's just not going to happen, dude.
Maybe we should talk to Rich about what the odds are of getting hit by lightning.
That's true. We could do that.
You know?
I could tell you.
I know. It's kind of sad, you know, but I guess, maybe we can fix this where the weather's not involved.
Yeah, we can. We'll send you guys somewhere on a date, a second date, if you're willing to, but you both have to agree. We'll figure out something for you guys to go do and maybe keep you indoors.
What do you think, Mike?
I'm all for it. I had a great time.
It's a yoga
pants. Shouldn't let a little thing like weather come between us.
Tina?
No, I'm sorry.
It does? Okay.
No. Sorry.
Weather did come between you, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the first time.
Aw, sorry.
Mike,
that's okay.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Yep. And Tina, where's your shop at?
Yeah. Stop that, Fry. Stop that.